Please leave a message after the beep.
Привет. I am Дмитрий Трогозович in Челябинск. You listen to Awake the Iron. До свидания.
All right, welcome back for another segment of Awake the Iron. We're back for another grab bag, so it's going to be kind of random. I've got CJ, the Lion of Lusaniville, back with us for another one of these. And for this one, we had a lot of fun the last time actually pulling topics out of the bag. I think it was pizza and Bigfoot, right? So we're going to do that again. So just want to remind you, if all of our posts are regular full-length podcasts, and these short ones are all actually posted as videos on our website, awaketheiron.com. Swing over there. You can check out all that. Also, don't forget to swing into the Academy, Awake the Iron Academy. Think of it like a self-guided college, but without the mountains of debt. And then we do have a hotline, a phone number. Love to hear your voice. You can give us a call, 601-654-IRON. So without waiting anymore, let's get on with the grab bag.
Grab bag.
Okay, so I got my handy dandy Trader Joe's bag filled with topics, and I'm going to start my timer. All right, here we go. And oh, they're evading me. All right, what do we got? Are you nervous? There's a lot of writing on this one, so this is a question one. It says, what is something people would be surprised to know about you? So, you know, I'm thinking of, we did learn something about you a couple grab bags ago about you and your driving pet peeves.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, what's something people would be surprised to know about you? Huh. Okay.
Interesting, because it's kind of depends on who's listening.
I think, I'm thinking people that maybe know you pretty well, but maybe, I think, I mean, I put all these in here at one time or another, so. It could kind of go any way. So
okay, well, I have one.
Okay, I was gonna say, if we sit here and think for a while, I'll cut out the dead airspace, but maybe you're ready to go. Or it could be multiple things.
Yeah, well, one is for people who didn't know me as a child. Okay, so yeah, like my close family and whatever, they already know this about me, but I was a very shy child. Like I didn't want to talk, you know, in front of a class or really much around other people. Very, very shy,
mm-hmm.
Socially awkward. Like in first grade, I wanted to stay in during recess and just like help the teacher clean the desks, because I didn't want to like have to interact with all the kids. And if I thought that a teacher was going to call my name, you know, they ask questions, and even if they didn't, but like the sound started to come out of their mouth, it was like in slow motion to me, and I was like, they're going to call my name. I started to like hyperventilate.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And now, you know, I do podcasts, I speak in front of people, I do workshops, I do all kinds of stuff. I'm fine in front of people, in front of large amounts of people. It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, just going right along with that, I'm a pretty good people person. Most people know me. I can, you know, like I can go up and talk to people. I'm kind of an introvert though. I like if I'm by myself and just have my thoughts, and I'm okay with that. Hmm. Like maybe that doesn't mean that you're an introvert necessarily, but I value that non-interaction. I think I do need the interaction too, but if people who knew me like in high school, they would not think that about me probably.
Yeah.
But yeah. So,
yeah, you probably just became, maybe you became more balanced or something.
Right. It was dangerously unbalanced before.
Who is that dangerously unbalanced woman?
But yeah, I'm thinking there could be something else. I'm not sure. Yeah, this one's caught me off guard a little bit. But I want to get another one. I want to get another thing for people to be surprised to know. If there's a bunch of dead space, we can just cut it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have like some silly, insignificant ones. Like I had spiked hair in sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah, right. In the 90s.
Yeah.
'90s.
Actually, the worst one, but I thought it was cool at the time. I think they called it a skater's cut. I don't know why, but it was like a spike down the part.
Yes.
The rest was kind of like this, kind of short. But then it was like spiked down the part.
I'm going to try to find a picture of.
And then, yeah. And then when my hair would kind of grow out, I think I did it myself. I don't think I went to the barber or whatever, and because my hair would start to grow, and then I would like kind of take scissors and just like chop this part. I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
No, that's looking back. It's like, what is that? Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of blanking. That was the ones we said, and that's probably the best I could do right now. Think about it. If it comes to mind, something comes to mind, we can revisit it. But I say we go back to the bag and see what's next.
Here, wait, I want to grab this one out.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't do
it. Okay. I can't either.
We'll have to get some better special effects. Okay. Oh, this says, well, it's two words, but it's one thing. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
First question. Chunky or smooth?
Smooth.
Really? Oh, I like chunky.
Has to be smooth. Now, I like peanuts. Okay. I like the crunch. I like the
them. Yeah.
But if I'm going to eat the peanut butter, I don't want those chunks in there.
I am 100%
gotta opposite. Be smooth. It has to be smooth. Like,
and you know, they may even make the extra chunky. That is me.
But yeah, I know I'm weird because I like the chunks when they're by themselves as peanuts or whatever, but I don't want them in the butter.
Gotta be smooth. That makes sense. Like I get that. I do get that. I like the chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
But speaking of nut butters, man, are there a lot of good ones out there that are very good for you? You actually turned me on to that sunflower butter.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. If anybody watching this is like just wants to, you know, try something different. You got to try some sunflower butter. It is good.
And they make like Reese's cups. It's not that brand Reese's, but they make sunflower cups, you know, where it's chocolate with sunflower butter in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's
really good.
I actually got this. It's called, it's at Costco, actually. It's mixed nut butter. Mm. And there's nothing in it except the, you know, the mixed nuts that are pureed or whatever.
Yeah, I think I've had it.
It's kind of seedy, kind of chunky. It is really good. And there's nothing added at all.
Right.
And man, get you some celery. Oh, you'll be doing good.
All right, but peanut butter.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So the first question was chunky or smooth. All right, you're smooth. I'm chunky.
Yeah. So maybe what does it go with? Or what's the weirdest thing? You know, obviously like chocolate and peanut butter.
That's a good combo, yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the I don't really have raisins a lot, but ants on a log, you know, where you fill the celery with peanut butter and then you put raisins on the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite good. Or you can do that mixed nut butter I was telling you about. Same thing. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Peanut butter and banana.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, I used to make like peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yes. I drizzle honey on it too, actually.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know if you remember, but peanut butter on pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the then just like maple syrup on it. Oh, or French toast with peanut butter and then maple syrup. That is tasty.
Yeah, actually, for a while I used to have for breakfast a waffle with the sun butter on it. So waffle, spread the sun butter, and cinnamon.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, didn't you make like cashew butter or something one time? Or did you make something out of cashew? I can't remember.
It wasn't cashew. I made nut butter with macadamia nuts and pecans. So half and half with a little bit of pink salt in a food processor. You have to use a food processor because like you can't use a grinder or like a
regular blender.
No, yeah. It has to like, it grinds it. It's really cool actually to watch because it'll grind it into like almost like a, you know, just ground up powdery. But then as it keeps going, then it starts getting oily. It starts getting creamy.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. The oils start to come out. But yeah, that was really good combination.
I can't remember if, because whenever we get together, you're always like, hey, try it. You know, you guys always have mm-hmm. like stuff you've made or tried. And I feel like maybe I got to taste something. If it wasn't that, it was something similar. But it's always very good. You know, that's another thing. It's surprising is, because a lot of just run of the mill, maybe peanut butter or whatever. Although I like it, it probably has some stuff in it that you may not want. You know, and especially like some of the stuff that you've made that I've tried, that has almost nothing in it except the thing. Right? There's nothing added,
mm-hmm.
and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it took a little effort, you know, because you had to actually make it instead of just, you know, buy it at the store. But I think it's cool. People should try to, you know, try to make stuff on their own, right? I love beef jerky, but it's really expensive and it's not great. I've had some that are really pretty good, but so I started making mine and it's so good. Like it blows anything else away. And I can just make my own cure. You know, it's just like Himalayan salt and maybe I'll throw mm-hmm. some turmeric in there or whatever. But Anyway, sorry, we're talking about jerky, but it's supposed to be peanut butter. But yeah, I didn't know if there's anything else to.
Well, it might go be with fun. Peanut butter. It might be funny to think of what does this peanut butter not go with, or what would be like the worst combination.
Ooh, yeah. So if it was anything sweet, it probably would go okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But, well, I know what I would hate it with, but I just hate the thing I'm going to name is goat cheese. Although, I don't know. Don't knock it until you tried it. Maybe, I don't think you could shake that goat taste, but
how about,
it would help the goat cheese.
Goat cheese is like normal cheese, but nasty.
Put a dollop of peanut butter on a piece of sushi.
Ooh, yeah, that does not that does not sound good. that would be probably.
Although there is like it's not sushi, but pad thai has like peanuts, and
you're right.
There might be like a fish flavor, like fish sauce in the sauce or something. So. Kind of, but
yeah, that seems to go pretty good.
How about peanut butter on a pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, that would be weird. That would definitely be weird. Although, don't know if it would be bad or not. So, so many people are allergic to peanuts. No,
yeah, peanut butter and grapefruit.
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to think, it probably doesn't go with sour, you know?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I have to try some of these just to see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. All right. Crunchy or smooth? Let us know. 601-654-IRON. Call me, let me know. Smooth. Just get a message. Hi, this is Stan. Smooth.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the bag.
All right.
Still got some time. Never know what we're going to get. Like a box of chocolates, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of writing on this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. It says cooking as relates to cooking. Five ingredients you can't live without.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be five. We can just name a few. So I know you like to cook. I like to cook too. What are some of your go-to ingredients? I mean, obviously, it depends. If you're making a dessert, you might
have something. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking of it in two ways. One is like, what do you need? So I'm thinking like salt, butter.
Actually cook, right? Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, no, just like I couldn't live without these, like not physically live without these foods, but
yeah,
they're my favorite things, you know?
Yeah, let's do that. What could you not live without? I know of one. I can think of one right off. So not necessarily like cook, you have to have this to cook with, but
yeah
spices or ingredients that you just there, it's an old standard in your cupboard, right?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Yep,
because I got one, and this might be one of yours too, but for me, one of them for sure is cayenne pepper.
Oh,
love cayenne pepper, and I like heat, and I like the flavor of it, and like, I think I put it on almost everything.
There's something that, like combinations, it could probably go with everything.
Because there's even like ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Like Jenny's ice cream. I'm sure maybe there's other places too, but the one time I had Jenny's with the chocolate cayenne. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Just the chocolate ice cream is awesome anyway. I didn't know how the cayenne would be in it. And it was, ice cream's cold, but it was like hot, but chocolatey. Oh, it was great. So cayenne pepper would be one that I got to have.
Well, that's close to the first one I thought of for me, which is hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And because I love spicy hot stuff, and I have probably like right now 6 different ones that are like open that I use.
Yeah. I know, but there's always different occasions where you'd be like, right, oh, yeah, this is good for this.
Yeah. Yeah. And another one of my ones I can't live without is eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like eggs in multiple ways. But speaking of hot sauce and eggs, because I like hot sauce on the eggs, but I even will do different hot sauces on a plate of scrambled eggs. Like, oh, I want this really hot habanero one, but I can't eat a whole plate of habanero eggs. So I'll just put that on part of it. And then
okay,
regular Tabasco on like the middle part. And then I'll do like this jalapeno one on the side, and then maybe drizzle a different one over the whole thing.
Yeah, actually hot sauce on eggs is very good. You know what hot sauce I really like, it's kind of mainstream, is the green Tabasco.
Oh yeah,
I really like that one.
It's jalapeno, green jalapeno.
Oh man, it's good. And you know, I'm not like a diehard, like some people are like, if it's gonna be hot sauce, it has to, you know, melt your face.
Right.
Every time, you know, it's got to be like a Carolina Reaper sauce or something.
Yeah.
And although I'm maybe not opposed to trying that, sometimes, you know, I just want something that's got some heat, but like tastes real good. And I like vinegary flavor. So that green Tabasco is real
yeah,
and vinegary, and it's good. Oh
yeah. Cause it's not real hot, but it has a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one of my new favorites is called Lola's, and the main ingredients are red jalapeno, and there is habanero in it, although that's at the end of the list, and salt and vinegar, but it has lime as well.
Ooh, yeah.
So it has the...
That would be good.
Like, vinegar adds the tang, but lime is a different flavory kind of tang.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So mine are hot sauce, eggs, and another one is chocolate.
But not just any old chocolate, right?
Well, I mean, I like different kinds, but the darker the better.
Mm-hmm.
None of that milk chocolate, or even the Hershey's dark is like, no, that's not dark.
Yeah. I've tried a lot of different ones when I've been with you, and it's amazing. Some of them are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost like tasting wines almost. It's like, mm-hmm, ooh, you know, what do you get? It's kind of like dirt, but like, it's good.
Yeah. Fruity. Yeah. A fruity front with a, you know, earthy finish or whatever. Yeah.
I feel like some of the fancy chocolates do say stuff like that, with, you know, notes of paprika and apricot,
right,
or something. Uh-huh. yeah chocolate. What would another thing for me be? Eggs is probably pretty up there too. I'll second that. If we're going
like scrambled,
mm-hmm,
scrambled over easy, hard boiled. Actually, I like them like medium boiled or soft boiled.
Mm.
There's this, I have this little, egg timer. It's not a timer in the sense that it has any minutes and seconds, but it's this little silicone, thing that's shaped like an egg, and you put it in the pot of water with the eggs,
mm-hmm,
and it gets dark. And so it shows you how done the eggs are going to be. So you don't need an actual timer. You just watch it and be like, oh, yeah, okay, I want it medium. So it's...
Oh, that's cool.
Now I'm going to stop. Yeah.
I mean, is it accurate? You know, is it usually how you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it gets dark from the outside in, just like an egg would cook from the outside in. And then there's little notches on it. So you can... And it says, like, soft.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then medium, and then hard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's handy. Another spice I was thinking of, if not just like a whole ingredient, if we're thinking about spice, is a simple one, but just fresh ground black pepper. I put that on lots of stuff. I don't know, it's just good.
Yeah. Salad, put it on salad, put it on hamburgers, put it on the eggs, potatoes.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. We didn't maybe do five ingredients, but
well,
anything else?
More, yeah, one more of mine would be chips. I love chips. Like,
yes.
I think it's just the crunchy. In fact, speaking of eggs and hot sauce, sometimes, I know this is weird, don't make fun of me. I like to like crunch up potato chips and sprinkle it on the eggs.
That could be on the list of things that people might be surprised.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I love having like I almost have to have something crunchy. Like,
yeah. I mean,
if everything's soft, I'm like, I want a cracker or a, I don't know what it is, but.
Well, if you ever watch any of those like cooking shows, almost all the time, the judges are like tasting people's dishes that they made, you know, and they're like, oh, I like that crunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's probably something people like. So chips, that's a broad category, but that's a good one.
And I like stale chips. Like rice crackers, there's these rice crackers I like, and if they get kind of stale, which is weird because I like it crunchy, so you would think I would.
Yeah, I would think you'd be like, has to be crunchy.
I like it stale too. It's kind of like, oh, I don't know. I'm weird.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, the crunch, the chips. I do get that. I understand that. That's I was trying to think of one other, just crunchy thing that I. I mean, I like croutons on a salad for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, things like that. But yeah, so yeah, if people are listening or watching, thinking about, oh, you know, I can't, obviously, like, you know, salt, it helps with, you know, yeah, I would have, if it was spices, you got to pick five spices, you get nothing else. Salt would be one of them for sure.
Oh, wait, I have to have my other one because those are my five. Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Not goat cheese, but yeah.
Not goat cheese. Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah, you've had some pretty good cheeses too that I've tried. Man, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Yeah. If people listening or watching or whatever are, If you're just a simple cheese type person who's like, I just like one type of cheese and that's it, you got to expand that out a little bit. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a whole world of cheese.
Okay. Well, it's about the time we had. So those are cool. We're gonna keep. I like these grab bags, these actually grabbing my bag. You never know what'll happen out of the bag. So I'll probably add some more in there to keep the pile big. And then I'll forget what's in there. So it'll be a surprise to me too. But anyway, yeah, we'll probably wrap it up for now. And yeah, thanks for joining us and keep tuning in or listening or watching. And remember, you can go to the website, awakedarren.com. We got all our stuff's videos there. And you can give us a call. Love to hear your voice, hear from you. 601-654-IRON. So until next time, we'll see ya. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the madness, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, they don't stop me, stab somewhere down the lane. I like keep on bomb them. These are them who come in and they blow down my door. Rain you come part through my window. So they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reach my destination. Where do they say?
destination reaching out of east attention with a look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take them on the city, then I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom.